Last week, Duval school board members and the superintendent assumed they'd have an extra $16 million to work with. That's after Governor Rick Scott and lawmakers seemed to reach a school funding compromise. Scott said this at the time.
The goal is to increase it. I'm going to ask for $100 per student increase.
But only some of it would be what's called base student funding, which districts can use as they see fit, like for hiring teachers. Duval board chair Paula Wright says just $43 of the $100 could be used at the district's discretion.
So as a result, not as much money was put on the base student allocation side as we had hoped. So therefore, we're receiving less money that we could use for other things.
The rest of the $100 is placed in a pot called categoricals, meaning it has to fund specific areas like transportation or student support in the state's lowest performing schools. That means Duval County has just about $8 million extra to use how it sees fit instead of $16 million. In turn, Superintendent Patricia Willis says she'll cut her proposed $1 million expanded teacher development department by about a third. She's also recommending some department budget cuts, as well as borrowing $3 million from the district's emergency reserve. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.